This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
TV interview just this past weekend, you didn't believe that Senator Clinton was able to unite this country. Why do you believe she can't?
No, that's not what I said. What I said was I thought I could do it better. That's why I'm running for president. If I didn't think I could do it better, then I wouldn't be running for president.
I will call for a standing bipartisan consultative group of congressional leaders on national security. I will meet with this consultative group every month, and I'll consult with them before taking major military action.
That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime.
We're going to lead by shutting down Guantanamo.
Our legitimacy is reduced when we've got a Guantanamo that is open.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
You know, I taught constitutional law for 10 years. I take the Constitution very seriously. The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm President of the United States of America.
Let me say it as simply as I can. Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
And we'll cut the cost of a typical family's health care by up to $2,500 per year.
And if you've got health care, we're going to work with your employer to lower your premiums by $2,500 per family per year.
If you are a family making less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes go up.
When I'm president, I will go line by line to make sure that we are not spending money unwisely.
We need to eliminate a whole host of programs that don't work, and I want to go through the federal budget line by line, page by page. Programs that don't work, we should cut.
The way Bush has done it over the last 8 years is to take out a credit card from the Bank of China in the name of our children, driving up our national debt from $5 trillion for the first 42 presidents. Number 43 added $4 trillion by his lonesome. That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
I am announcing that going forward, the Democratic National Committee will uphold the same standard. We will not take a dime from Washington lobbyists or special interest PACs. We're going to change how Washington works. They will not fund my party. They will not run our White House.
We've all heard about what it's like to navigate the broken bureaucracy of the VA, the impossibly long lines or the repeated calls for help to get you nothing more than an answering machine. How is this acceptable in the United States of America? The answer is it's not. It is an outrage. It is a betrayal of the ideals that we ask our troops to risk their lives for.
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
The military alone is not going to be enough. The Afghan government needs to do more, but we have to understand that the situation is precarious and urgent here in Afghanistan, and I believe this has to be our central focus, the central front on our battle against terrorism.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children this was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's a big challenge, America, but if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. If you think not, if you just heard the last four or so minutes of President Obama's speeches, a review of what he said, coming into the presidency, I mean, and time and again, I mean, I know probably some people heard and they thought, well, am I listening to a Saturday Night Live sketch? Is this a parody? No, from his mouth to our ears. And how do you reconcile his legacy? And these were just 13 promises that became regular features in his stump speech, as you'll recall. And so measure him based on his own words. How did he do? What do you say? Good to have you along with us right here on Bill Martinez Live. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, and it's all right there. Gail Trotter is with us right now, tax attorney, political analyst, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, and is co-founder of Schaefer & Trotter PLC, a law firm in metropolitan Washington, D.C. that advises entrepreneurs and small businesses. Gail, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Wonderful to be with you, Bill.
Hey, a lot of excitement there on the Beltway. We're 2 days away, and the town is buzzing, dare I say.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, I'm downtown for a meeting right now by Capitol Hill, and all of the parking spaces are gone in preparation for the inauguration, and there are so many officers out here of every variety, Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, and the town is just buzzing.
Wow. Well, Gail, did you get your hands on any of those tickets that those Democratic congressmen said, hey, they're not going to attend the inauguration? And I know everybody's trying to get their hands on those extra tickets.
That's right. I loved how President-elect Donald Trump said that he was happy to take those tickets of the Democrats who are not interested in attending because there are so many people who want to come who haven't been able to get the tickets. So it was a great rejoinder.
Well, you know, and I mean, we've got a band that did a CrowdFundMe event that wasn't, you know, it was going to be hard pressed for them to come, and they went on O'Reilly and raised a ton of flipping money. I mean, well, last I heard, it was over $500,000 that they raised, and all they needed was 70. So this is going to be a real boon to them, and what they're going to be able, I think Charles Krautheimer said, you know, what they're going to be able to tell their grandkids to say, hey, we were there, you know, I was there when President Trump got sworn in. I mean, what an honor and privilege. And the way it's being thrown about, I believe, by leaders of our country, congressmen, how they're disrespecting. And interestingly enough, I mean, not one Republican, is it?
Right, and they are sore losers. I mean, that's the whole beauty of the founding of this country, is that we have the ability to choose our leaders, to not have it by heredity or by birth or by, you know, sheer military power. We, the people, have the ability to elect our leaders. So every single congressman and senator should be at the inaugural to usher in this peaceful transition of power from one party to the other. And unfortunately, it reflects very poorly on the Democratic Party that they want to take their bat and go home, mm-hmm. as they are so wont to do.
Well, how do you ignore, you know, just an honored tradition like this, Gail? I mean, you know, again, I think that at times I've heard words and actions spoken, let's just say, for lack of a better word, by the opposition, because they seem to be rather opposed to what a majority of Americans would feel about their government. And they're in contradiction to the, you know, to the sentiments of people. It's like, look at, hey, we had an election, for the, you know, I think most people are willing to accept that it was a fair election. You know, they still want to talk about, you know, about Putin's possibility and the Russians, you know, mingling and all that sort of thing. But, you know, there's really nothing that can be concretely said about this. I mean, it's gone from, oh, most definitely, to where now the intelligence community is saying, well, there's a model, there's a pattern here that suggests. Well, that's not due process, as you know, Gail. And I think the Republicans certainly need to get behind saying, look, we're going to look behind. We're going to do a bipartisan investigation of this and kind of, you know, shut down some of the sentiment, or at least put it in its proper perspective, as opposed to letting, you know, people just talk about in terms of whether or not Donald Trump's presidency is legitimate because of the supposed intervention of Vladimir Putin.
That's right. And the left and the people who want to delegitimize Donald Trump's election want to make John Podesta's email synonymous with Russian hacking. But I think it's so important to note, and you know this well, that no one has denied the content of what was in these emails. And if you want to talk about an illegitimate candidacy, it would be Hillary Clinton's, because mm-hmm. these emails showed what was going on in the Democratic National Committee, to the point where Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to step down. Donna Brazile was called out for giving Hillary Clinton's campaign some of the questions in the Democratic debates. This had nothing to do with the Republican Party. And when we look at that, the illegitimate candidate was truly Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination, because she muscled Bernie Sanders out of the way in an unfair, unsportsmanlike way.
Exactly. And Gail, what's kind of being amiss here is James O'Keefe's video from Veritas catching those Democratic operatives saying, hey, look, we've been busing people for 50 people, for 50 years. We're not about to stop now. What does that tell you?
Right. When you think about how much there has been an effort to say that Donald Trump and his supporters are terrible and fascist, and, you know, you come up with the name calling that you want to ascribe to them. But you look at the actual reporting that's done by James O'Keefe, who's a very brave man, mm-hmm. who goes out there and actually infiltrates these organizations, and they don't deny it. The truth is that the type of, you know, rioting and violence that is advocated by some on the left is really deleterious to our democratic system. And those are the people that we truly need to be concerned about.
Well, at a time when this country, as we've been saying on this show, Gail, is in need of all hands on deck, we need everybody, you know, to do some heavy lifting here, you know, in order to get this country back on track. And I would say this is a bipartisan effort, and to have people checking out, I don't know what the constituency, I mean, I do know, you know, they should be on the phone right now yelling at their representative saying, what are you
yes.
doing? Why are you
yes.
doing this? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think that is the beauty of Donald Trump. I'm a strong conservative, and I have very strong conservative policy ideas that I would like to see implemented at the federal government level. But Donald Trump's interesting because he was able to pull a lot of Democrats to his side, and that
exactly.
bipartisanship should be the path forward.
Well, the people need to speak up. That's what this country is all about. That's what our Constitution is all about. It says a government of, for, and by we the people. It doesn't say of, for, and by the elites. It's what it's become, because we the people checked out. And I'm saying, look it, you checked in. That was clear. You did stand up and say something this past election. And you need to keep talking. You need to keep holding them accountable. and especially your representatives who are not going to attend the peaceful transition of power in Washington, D.C. for this inauguration. Shame on them. Gail Trotter, and we've got more from Gail Trotter right after this. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Only 2 days left, Mr. Obama.
That's why today I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
But we now have over $9 trillion of debt that we are going to have to pay back. $30,000 for every man, woman, and child. That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
I mean, the debt ceiling, that's a formality. Historically, this has not even been an issue. It's an unpleasant vote, but it's been a routine vote that Congress does periodically.
The truth is that compared to other countries around the world, our deficit problems are completely manageable. And I could not get Republicans to go ahead and say, you're right, we're going to put country ahead of party.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
That's what he said. I mean, back then, with 30,000, it doubled in 8 years. I mean, that's quite a feat. And he did it all by himself. Solito lindo, as we would say. Gail Trotter is with us, tax attorney, political analyst, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, and co-founder and Schaefer of Trotter, PLC. Well, Gail, it has been a wild Mr. Toad ride for 8 years. The things that the president has said, and the things that he's done, and of course here in the waning days, it really, I guess you could say, hit the fan with his announcement that Chelsea Manning is getting a get out of jail card.
That is such a great song that you just played. I was driving past the Naval Observatory today where the vice president lives and just thought they're 2 days before that house is vacated and Mike Pence will be there. But yes, when you think about the things that Barack Obama is doing in his last couple of days in office, he said he was for decreasing gun violence in the United States, and yet he's commuted the sentences of violent felons. And he talks about hacking and the dangers of hacking, in particular in relation to the election. And yet he's commuted the sentence of our number one hacker who gave information to WikiLeaks and to the Russians. So it just shows that there are a lot of things going on that have nothing to do with President Barack Obama's public statements. But everyone should just be astonished that that total disregard for the lives of our servicemen and servicewomen overseas in this commutation that President Barack Obama has structured is just should be on the top of everyone's mind right now.
I mean, to go from where, you know, Manning should have received the death penalty for, I mean, the egregious amount, I mean, the overwhelming amount of information. And I don't know that they proved this specifically or if they just said, hey, this body is so filled with cancer, we're just going to sew it back up. There's no need to go further in this. But there are many military experts that believe this passionately, Gail, that the information that was released by then Bradley Manning, not only put our soldiers overseas in harm's way, but we're very well responsible for the deaths of some soldiers.
Right, and he was eligible for a sentence or a term of over 130 years. Mm-hmm. So that was what the statute said, that his crimes made him eligible for that type, that level of punishment, and he received about 30 years. And yet here, President Obama is releasing him and taking the bulk of the punishment, not only that he was eligible for, but also that he received away from him. So not only is it manifestly unjust, the treatment of Manning himself, but also what a sign that gives. Part of criminal process is to deter bad behavior by other people. So what kind of a sign is that sending out to people who would want to follow Manning's suit, and the kind of pressure that outside bad actors are going to put on Americans who have access to this kind of information? It is devastating.
And, of course, right behind it, people are saying, is Bo Bergdahl next?
Right, right. And I mean, you remember that egregious press conference that President Obama had with Bo Bergdahl's parents.
Parents right there in the Rose Garden. Yep. Amazing.
And, that was such a visual.
Well, all this in light of Trump's reliance on General James Mattis, retired, you know, military veterans, experts. I don't know anybody who does not see this as win-win for everyone.
That's right, and Donald Trump is very smart. He's been criticized for not having military experience himself, but then he was also criticized for selecting so many of America's veterans to right. be in his cabinet and his top administration positions. But the truth is, these are the people that you want to bring the military back on track after 8 years of our military services and our defense strategy being sidelined. Mm-hmm. These are the people who have the expertise about the military, but they've also been trained in leadership at the taxpayers' expense. So to have them come and serve once again is a win-win, not only for the American people, but also, I would say, for global world order, because we've seen such a conflagration overseas of hotspots where we have led from behind,
exactly.
where we have drawn red lines and not followed through on it. So this is a great promise going forward.
Well, it definitely is lifting, you know, the spirits of many down to the private in the military, as well as our allies that are now looking at leadership coming out of the Beltway here. And many are, you know, they just cannot wait until Donald Trump comes in, because you talk about sending in the cavalry. I mean, to them, they're seeing this as, look, we've got reinforcements on the way and the people that know what they're doing.
Right. And think of these veterans. They had to function under combat stress in a way that most human beings cannot tolerate. They have been trained in critical leading, critical thinking, and they're also able to inspire people to follow them into the most difficult circumstances. So they are excellent, apart from their understanding of the military and what we need to provide this peace through strength deterrent to aggressors on the global stage. But they also just generally have good leadership skills, management skills, and most importantly, they are patriotic, and they have put their lives on the line to defend American values and the American ideals.
And Gail, I know you appreciate they didn't check their brains in at the door. And this is driving the mainstream media nuts. They're just beside themselves because they're looking at every statement and saying, well, that doesn't perfectly line up with Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump has people in there who are, you know, they're mature people, they're leaders, they know what they're talking about. And as he said, he says, I told them, go be themselves. You know, he's not going to be offended if there is a conflict. I mean, he's surrounding himself with capable people, very intelligent, experienced military people who can give him the information he needs to have, which is quite in contrast to what was being reported out of the Obama administration.
Right. And when you think about the media's argument on this, it is quite illogical, because they are simultaneously accusing Donald Trump of being a strong man who is going to just enforce his way over everyone, run ramshackle over everyone. And yet they're also criticizing him that the men and women that he has selected for the UN, for Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, are not party men. They're not yes men. They're not going to
yes.
just blindly put into action everything he says. And so it's illogical. Which is it?
Well, you know, it's the old definition of, you know, of what do you call all of a sudden my brain went, you know, of insanity, is doing the same thing, expecting different results. Well, Donald Trump is doing, you know, the exact opposite. And I think we're all hopeful that the results are definitely going to be different. I think real, if you're honest with yourself, and you can see that the hope that is there, you know, we're encouraged by the signs that we're seeing, aren't we, Gail?
Absolutely. And for his overarching principle to make America great again, it is very exciting to see the team that he is assembling.
Exactly. Thank you, Gail Trotter. Appreciate it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Gifts of kindness to renew. Love from heart that's deep and true. Oh, children come. Oh, children come. Oh, children come.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Sarah Westwood coming up here in just a moment. Sarah is the White House news correspondent for the Washington Examiner, and I am told that she's now joining us live. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. A lot of buzz, a lot of excitement, even though there's some tickets that, you know, they're kind of hanging out there. We're trying to figure out who's going to get those tickets where you got these congressmen that are saying they don't want to go and participate in the peaceful transition of our democracy. Shame on them.
Exactly. You know, there's been questions as to whether those tickets will go to some of those Democratic lawmakers' donors, whether they will contribute those tickets to regular people who want to attend the inauguration and sit in those premium seats. There's been talk of maybe will they give those tickets to veterans. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, it wouldn't make sense to leave them sitting empty.
Yeah. Well, it's just so unfortunate that you have such a time-honored tradition as this, and, you know, people have chosen to, you know, just to raise the conflict. I mean, we've got activists. I mean, there's been fake news stories of activists being paid $2,500 to show up. And I think, who was it? One of the guys on Fox News said, maybe it's Greg Gutfeld, who said, hey, if you're really serious, why don't you light yourself up on fire? And supposedly there was a report that somebody did.
I did see that. There was a protester out front of Trump Tower. I mean, it just goes to show you that, you know, a lot of the rhetoric has only gotten increasingly more acrimonious as we head into Inauguration Day, and it, usually we see the opposite pattern. All of these Democrats boycotting Trump's inauguration is unprecedented, but it sets a dangerous precedent moving forward. Now, Republicans should feel free to not show up to Democratic inaugurations in the future over policy differences, which is essentially, except in the case of Congressman John Lewis, is the only one who said he thinks that President-elect Trump is not legitimately the president. Everyone else is just boycotting the election for what appears to be policy differences.
Well, to me, to make that statement and not have the backing is irresponsible. And I got to tell you this, Sarah, the other day when you know, President-elect Trump met with Martin Luther King Jr., the third, I was so impressed with the bridge building that Martin Luther King the third did in terms of trying to join the disparate forces together. He was being baited by Jim Acosta with CNN about, well, doesn't this just get you, you know, to your very core that you have this conflict? And, you know, and Martin Luther King III said, look, at, you know, people say things in emotion, you know, in emotional moments that they really just don't mean. And I mean, he was a peacemaker. And that's what we need right now. We need people that think in terms of peace, in terms of, you know, this government. I mean, we've had a very rough 8 years. I'm sorry that you disagreed with the voters of America, but you better figure it out quick. And regardless of your legacy and what you've done in the past, I mean, this is a misrepresentation of the people, dare I say, when you are not the adult in the room with all your background and you're not willing to wait until the evidence is truly passed out. Because even in his conversations, in his pressers and that, John Lewis could not even back up with any one specific fact why Donald Trump was illegitimate.
Right, and it sort of validates exactly what President-elect Trump was saying about Russia and the hacking situation. I mean, for a while, he refused to acknowledge that Russia could have been involved because he just said this was an attempt by Democratic lawmakers to delegitimize his victory. Mm. And Republicans and Democrats alike both assured him that that was not the case, that we were just trying to examine these very serious cyber attacks. No one's trying to delegitimize your victory. And then Congressman John Lewis comes along and uses the Russian hacking situation to delegitimize Trump's victory.
Yeah,
and
right,
it's
exactly
a way for him to now say, you know, I told you that the Russian hacking situation was going to be politicized this way.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we know that we're 2 days away, and what an exciting time there in the Beltway, I think, for this country. And dare I say, Sarah, there's people around the world that are very excited about this pending presidency, and you write that there are traditions that President-elect Trump will maintain, but also in Trump style, there will be some new traditions, right?
Right. He will be maintaining some of these old storied traditions. He'll be staying in the Blair House on Thursday evening, the night before his inauguration. That's a tradition Jimmy Carter started in 1977 by staying in the president's guest house. He'll be laying wreaths at Arlington Cemetery on Thursday afternoon. He'll attend worship service at St. John's Episcopal Church, kind of nicknamed the Church of the President, with Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama on Friday morning before the inauguration. And then shortly before everybody rides over to the U.S. Capitol for the actual swearing-in ceremony, Trump and Obama, Melania and Michelle will have coffee together privately at the White House. Just one last chance for them to visit privately, and then all four of them will ride over together in the motorcade to the Capitol and attend the swearing-in ceremony. Those are all traditions that have been observed for decades.
Well, Donald Trump just wants to make sure he gets all the keys. And, you know, just teasing.
Exactly.
Just teasing. But no doubt there. And then, of course, the actual timeline of what will take place on Friday. Now, he will be sworn in at around 12 noon, correct, Eastern time?
Right. Supposed to be on the nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then so then he's sworn in and then let the celebrations begin. But what I sense with Donald Trump is that, you know, Donald Trump would just soon forego some of the inaugural balls and the activity. He wants to get right in the Oval Office and start working right away, because Saturday, the first official day of his office, I mean, he's got quite a day planned, doesn't he?
Exactly. And that's the message that his inaugural committee is telegraphing, is that this is going to be a workmanlike inauguration ceremony. It's not going to be a coronation. And so that's why you see him paring back the number of inaugural balls that he'll attend. You know, Bill Clinton attended 14, Barack Obama attended 10. Mm-hmm. Trump will only go to 3 inaugural balls, and one of them will be dedicated to the inaugural parade, shorter this year by about 90 minutes. It'll be one of the shortest inaugural parades in recent memory. And the team is saying the reason why is because Trump just wants to get to work.
Well, he's got his hands full. I mean, you know, here you are. You're $20 trillion in debt. We've got enemies lurking on the edges, clear and present danger. All this, you know, and he's got to right the ship really quick here because, you know, who knows what else could happen. And meanwhile, you've got to unwind all these things. And before President Obama leaves office, he's already creating so much controversy over these exonerations, including Chelsea Manning.
Exactly. That's just the latest in a series of last-minute actions from the Obama administration that have complicated matters for Trump as he heads in. You know, we saw what Obama did with Israel and the United Nations. We saw him issuing Russian sanctions. These are all things that now Trump has to come in and deal with on day one.
Exactly. Well, exciting times there. And for you, Sarah, now that you're a official White House correspondent for the Examiner, for the Washington Examiner. And, you know, we look forward to continuing the conversation and getting your perspective here on Bill Martinez Live. Congratulations on the promotion, and enjoy yourself there, being able to watch the inauguration up close and personal like this.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it. Sarah Westwood, I'm Bill Martinez Live. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, it is time for the one and only James Herson. That's what we're talking about. New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We're counting the days. You know, we've got a new resident in the Oval Office. We'll have the official keys being turned over, and everything is all ready, and people are counting the days down to the almost previous administration. Looking forward to the new one.
Well, some people are. You know, we have actually, I don't know how many now. The count has grown so much, but more than a couple of dozen Congress people are boycotting the inauguration, and there's been pressure on any celebrity who is going to participate in the inauguration, something that Bill O'Reilly referred to as reverse McCarthyism. And, you know, McCarthyism refers to Joseph McCarthy, the senator in the 1950s, and where people in the United States actually correctly were afraid of communist infiltrators. Mm-hmm. Joseph McCarthy was proved mostly right, but he is associated with the blacklist era, even though he happened really, you know, he was in the Senate, and the blacklist era was really perpetuated by the House before Senator McCarthy hit the scene, but he's associated with that era, and the blacklist era was an era in Hollywood where people were denied employment because they were associated with the Communist Party, and today, people are being pressured out of employment because of their association with Donald Trump.
Right,
and so Hollywood has a new blacklist. And it's not about conservatives anymore. It's not about Republicans. It's about Trump supporters.
Right.
And they're the most evil of all and have to be ostracized.
Well, you mentioned that era of McCarthyism. I mean, it was an interesting era. I mean, you know, that was also, we came down on the Japanese, took away their property, had them assigned to
you know, camps and that sort of thing. And it's kind of a little bit of a dark period, you know, for us and in terms of how to deal with this. But, you know, we go from one extreme to the other. I mean, one moment we're very concerned about communists. The next moment we have communists running the government. I mean, so it's like, wait a minute, what happened here?
and real communist infiltrators infiltrated the entertainment industry. Real communist infiltrators infiltrated the highest places of government. We now know that since, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall and the fall of the old Soviet Union, the papers have been released that confirm that most of what Joe McCarthy was warning about turned out to be correct.
Exactly.
Now, there were dark aspects, certainly, and the blacklist era had victims. But now we have new victims. You know, we talked about on your show the Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli, this wonderful singer, that he was, his family, his friends with the Trump family, he was going to perform at the inauguration, and he backed out all of a sudden. The reports indicated that, you know, Trump offered him a way to back out, primarily because of the pressure on social media, and there was a boycott, hashtag boycott campaign being started. Well, it turns out now that just recently the Daily Mail reported that Andrea Bocelli had to back out. His own security people felt that there were significant, legitimate death threats.
That's him.
And his life was in danger, and that's why he pulled out. And then we have this Broadway singer, best known from Dreamgirls. She played the character of Effie in Dreamgirls, Jennifer Holliday, Tony Award-winning singer. She was scheduled, confirmed, going to perform at the inauguration, so much so that she started getting attacked, and she told the New York Times, hey, I'm just a singer. I'm going to perform. I voted for Hillary.
Right.
But if someone wants me to sing, I'm going to do this for America.
Exactly.
And she said, you know, I've already gotten threats. And I said, if this is what the country has come to, there's no more freedom of speech. That's a quote of what she said. 24 hours later, after she said that, she canceled. And she apologized publicly, sent out a press release. She says, I sincerely apologize for my lapse of judgment.
Oh, wow.
Now, if this isn't the new McCarthyism, using the social media, using this hyper-political correctness to intimidate people into silence, here's a performer who wanted to do it for America, who said, invoked freedom of expression, and now she's gone because she was threatened. This is monstrous. So Bill O'Reilly is right. He used the term reverse McCarthyism, which, by the way, Whoopi Goldberg weighed in her scholarly fashion and said, that's BS on The View. And that's a quote. And that's all she said.
It
was BS. But the good news is Toby Keith is going to be performing. Lee Greenwood is going to be performing. Of course, we talked about on your show, Jackie Evancho from America's Got Talent, New York City Rockettes, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Even though there was pressure on all of them, they're all going to perform in this wonderful rock group band, Three Doors Down, best known for their tune Kryptonite. Apparently, the social media is not their kryptonite. They're going to perform. And I think there's going to be surprises. There's still rumors that the Beach Boys might show up. You know, Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, people like that.
Right.
But the mainstream media is really enjoying this celebrity comparison because Barack Obama, in his first inauguration, had John Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, Garth Brooks, U2, Stevie Wonder, Usher. You know, it was just like the all-star concert Hillary had before she lost in the election. And that's the point. These people don't matter anymore. They don't matter. And Americans, at least a majority of Americans, if we leave out California, which is crazy, I live here, you know, the majority of Americans just don't care about what Hollywood celebrities say, don't care whether they boycott, but do care that people are, lives are being threatened and careers are being threatened for being Trump supporters. And that's just plain wrong.
Exactly. Well, they're paying a price. They will continue to pay a price. and they will go the way of irrelevancy here, James, because once you start entering into the fray, when you're outside of, you know, what Tom Peters said, sticking to your knitting, you want to stick to those things that made you successful. Getting into the political fray and doing what, you know, these other celebs du jour have forced these other celebs to do, and they've compelled them to do it. I mean, for Jennifer Hudson, I'm sorry to hear that, and I'm sorry to hear some of these others, and, you know, along with the other death threats and everything. I mean, it is so hypocritical on the part of the left and progressives, but, you know, that's what they do. You know, that's where they live, and, you know, welcome to the new America, and this is why people of conscience and people who believe in the Constitution understand, if they don't already, that we are in a war for our very culture. And if you're not going to fight back, then they're going to have their way. And today it happens to be they want to control who's going to perform at the inauguration. And then the next thing is, you know, something else that's going to more directly affect you. Because, you know, after it's all said and done, guess what? Friday's going to come. The inauguration will happen. Those people who have supported Trump and support the United States of America will benefit from it.
Oh, there's no question. He's put together an incredible team. You know, here in Hollywood, back during the Bush era, a secret support group for people who believed in things other than the far left formed.
Right.
And I think the support group is changing because the Hollywood pressure is now not really focused on people who just differ, you know, with liberal views, but they're focused on anyone who associates in any way with Donald Trump. And right. and the irony is, of course, two of Hollywood's successful people are in the Trump administration, Steve Bannon, Steve Mnuchin, and will be in powerful positions, chief strategist and Secretary of the Treasury. But we're engaged, you know, in this battle. It will continue for 4 years and beyond because we have unprecedented opposition to a president before he ever takes office. The idea that John Lewis would go out and others have said this and say, "This is an illegitimate president." Those are his words.
That's disgusting.
Before the man is even in the Oval Office, I mean, there wasn't a single Republican who ever said that about a Democrat president in the history of this country. Mm-hmm. And for him to do that puts a tarnish on him.
And I think it impacts his legacy. And, you know, and the other thing, too, at the Jeff Sessions hearings, he should have, along with the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, should have been censured immediately when they started throwing racial terms out there in that hearing. That was not the place.
Well, I think that the Democrat Party uses members of the Black Caucus as their communicators, especially at a time like this, because they think that they have an invisible shield, that no one can attack them, no one can criticize them. Mm. Well, they deserve criticism for making statements like that. Maxine Waters saying she will never, even if the president asked her, she will not even meet with him.
Right.
That means that she is betraying her oath of office.
Exactly.
I mean, under normal circumstances, someone like that, you're right, should be censured, should be impeached.
Immediately. James, we're out of time, so we got to call it a wrap for now. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Maybe not.